patient name, first name Colton, K-O-L-T-O-N, date of birth. First name Colton, last name Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, date of birth 5-7 of 2010. Date of service 12-29 of 22. This is a 12-year-old young man. Mom brings him in relating to having some left-sided leg pain, more by the hip, but more toward the anterior portion. Nothing consistent. He tells me he was out playing tag with some neighborhood friends yesterday for 2 or 3 hours, squatting down, rising up quick, doing sprints as well. He's an avid football player and soccer player as well. Mom wanted us to evaluate him today. This leg pain started approximately 1 month ago. She states that similar things happened with her older son, attributing that to growing pains, period. New paragraph. There's been no injury, no trauma. There are no rashes. Their skin throughout that area is fully intact. There's no verbalization of any masses or tenderness, period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. Symptoms are better with rest, worse when he is very active running, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 115 over 61, pulse 84, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 99%, current weight 112. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, Allegra, medical history, asthma, surgical history, tonsillectomy, bilateral ear tubes. Period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, he's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period, new paragraph, examination of bilateral lower extremities. They seem to be symmetrical in size. There is no visual anomaly identified. Skin throughout is intact. He's able to go through all range of motion exercises with me on that left leg without any grimacing, without any verbalization of pain. Period, new paragraph. He is able to walk at a very brisk rate with a normal gait. Once again, we will have to monitor this and see what is the best plan of care. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, left leg pain, possible growing pains. Patient will be receiving Motrin 400 milligrams TID PRN pain, number 30. Mom is going to assist in monitoring his progress. If this continues, he's going to return back to clinic, and at that point we'll may decide to do an orthopedic referral. He's going to keep a log of his activities prior to any pain verbalization. If that happens, he'll write down what he was doing, and we will go from there.